When coming, shall I live men hay. Me shanisho kalo bamayim. A person shinalef thief mem hay. Me shanisho kalo bamayim. A person that is bedodim got drenched with water. Either it rained on him or he fell into water. But now he has clothing that is drenched. Hailech ba'em, so he's permitted to continue wearing them. Ve'einai chayshish shema yavai lidei schite. That means, theoretically, it'd be very convenient for him, a kaponim, to squeeze out the clothing so he wouldn't be, the clothing that he's wearing would not be so drenched. Afalpikein, we are not chayish that he'll do this. And he's permitted to continue wearing them, Hailech Bahem, Bainekhoishu Shema Yobili Deshite. He's not allowed to squeeze them out, but we don't have to be afraid he will squeeze them out. Veloy Yishtachain Lenagvam. Now another halacha. He came home, his clothing is drenched. So he'd like to hang it up, that they should dry out. So there's an issa midarabonon v'lo yishtochem l'nagbo. He should not spread them out, that they should dry out. Why? Spreading out clothing in Shabbos, wet clothing in Shabbos, this looks very modern. That means in the middle of Shabbos, he's going in and he hangs up a shirt and those and the jacket that's dripping wet. So people will be conscious in the middle of Shabbos, he's hanging up wet clothing. So that means he washed it. Now he's hanging it up. So the hanging it up, the spreading it out and hanging it up, will bring to a shot that people will be chayshetim shekipson b'shabbat, that he washed it in Shabbat, so therefore he's not permitted to spread it out and hang it up. V'afilu v'chadrei chadorim she'ein shom royemot. Now, the whole issue is that the people might think that he washed it in Shabbos, so that's very good. He hangs it up on his porch, the next door neighbor will see it. He hangs it on the balcony, it's hanging over the fence of the balcony. So people see he's spreading out wet clothing. So there's Marisayan. So he's going to go into his basement, and Chavrei Chadorim, no one's there, and he'll spread it out there. So the Mechaber says, no, Mafilo b'chadrei chadorim, Mafilo, it's a secluded place, she'ein shom royim also. It's also also. V'loy ozku elo l'shotchom mishabbat. The whole Yisr is spread it out in Shabbat. Avol im shotach me'erim Shabbat kelim ha'mechubosim. But if he washed clothing Erev Shabbos, and he spread it out Erev Shabbos, ein leichayim l'salkon the Shabbos, he's not mechuyim to take it off in Shabbos, because the whole Maris Ayin is when he is seen hanging it up in Shabbos. This pu'ula is 2 hours in Shabbos, and he's hanging up a wet shirt, a wet jacket. So 2 hours in Shabbos, so what happened? So Kochach, he washed it, and now he's hanging it up. That's the message. If he hung it up before Shabbos, and now it's hanging, so there's no shot, because so it's hanging now. So what's the problem that it's hanging in Shabbos? But when did he hang it up? If he hung the whole Issa is only, if he hangs it up in Shabbos, So then people ask them, why all of a sudden in Shabbos he's hanging up with clothing? So if you'd be a tzaddik, you'd say, well, maybe he fell into a puddle, maybe it's... And that could be a tzaddik, but people might think differently. So therefore, they asked him to hang it up in Shabbos, but he hangs it up before Shabbos, so there's no mocking for Mother Sain. But he hung it up in the Farashi, he hung it up. So they asked him, Hadle Hadonim Otto Farashi. We'll see. They didn't want to differentiate. Whenever there's an issue of Mother Sain, they didn't want to differentiate. That's what Kona says there. That's right, fine. That's the God of whom we eat, but that's for the big day Shabbos, all the begotten you're allowed to do also. And if it doesn't come out, just mean you're right. If it didn't come out, so you wash your clothing on Friday. As we said, you shouldn't wash Friday. You should be told. But I mean, a person, if he washes, he's an elach yid. Yeah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bamayim al yedei mekshamim. How did he get saturated? Misha nishul chelo bamayim. So he says a few weeks on him, al yedei mekshamim, either it poured on him, or isha nofal banor, he fell into a river, benishlach lechul chelo, and his begotten became saturated. So the first halach is, he has saturated clothing. Shlei oslu ala odom habgodim sheloi veish oisom. The begodim that he is wearing, that means there is a possibility he might squeeze it out. It's a big gate to hold him to do this. It's very, very uncomfortable that he has the saturated clothing that he's wearing. But Chazal would not ask a person who's wearing clothing to take them off. Number one. Vafilu initial kelov levat. Afilu, let's say he didn't fall into the river. He took off the kelim and somehow the begodim fell into the river and he retrieved the begodim. And now he wants to put on these begotten. He's allowed to, that's all the begotten he has now. He has these begotten that got wet. The second is that he's allowed to put on the wet begotten. Dino davkim eloi begotten acheden. He doesn't have other begotten. He has other begodim to wear, then so if he's wearing these begodim, finish without telling him to take off the begodim. But if he's putting on begodim and he has an opportunity to put on dry begodim, then definitely he should put on dry begodim, not put on these begodim. And then he wants to say that thing that he should put on different begodim, that's not because he has different Shabbos taking begodim. That means if he has an alternative, either a wet Shabbos pants or dungarees, so then he should wear the wet Shabbos pants. If it doesn't call, he has an alternative. But on Kaponim, if he has other dry clothing which are proper to wear Shabbos, he should take and put on the other dry clothing if he has such an opportunity. Now, here we have a very interesting thing. The Mechaber addressed the problem. He's wearing saturated clothing that is very wet. And the Mechaber said, I don't have to be afraid. You might squeeze out the begodim. Fine. You're not Chayish, the one Geyser, he's wearing these begotten. But there are, let's say, what happens if his stockings got wet? He doesn't have to squeeze out anything. When he walks, every step he makes, he's automatically squeezing out his stockings. So, or if he sits down, I mean, these are pollutants that he's not going to say, these happen automatically. So he brings down the new show, he brings down from the Mincha Shabbos that a gula, that, let us say, he's walking, he's squeezing out the, he's walking with soaking stockings and he's squeezing them out through walking. So he says, this is a melacha de rabbanon. It's kalacha yad. Now that's not the main, even though shitas begodim is a tilde of malabein. That means he's cleaning the begodim by squeezing it out. But this is kila'acha yad. And the begodim that he is wearing, Chazal does not say he's mechuyev to take them off. So that is a chiddush. That if he has the zikha brings down, if he's home and he has other stockings, he should zikha take off these stockings. But if he doesn't have, so we have here mikilim, that one is permitted to wear these stockings, even though when he is walking, automatically he'll be squeezing out the water from the stockings. But since this is shalai kederech, and the Rabbonon, they were Mekel. Chazal were Mekel. He doesn't have other begodim. V'loi yishtachem. But now the Mechaber said, but don't spread them out. Ayin mogin ablom shemitzadei dloyma, d'davke kshemishre b'mayim. The whole ether to spread out is because it became saturated with water. So then people might say that he washed it in Shabbos. Avolim naflu mayim mu'otim aleim. But what if a small amount of water fell on his beggars? So this small amount of water, if a person is going to wash his clothing, you don't wash with a small area of a baguette. Normally. That means if you wash the baguette. So if a small amount of water fell on the baguette and he wants to hang up the baguette, which 95% is dry and 5% is wet. So the Magen Avraham says, "Mutar l'shotcho, you're allowed to hang it up. The Lekel Lameches says she yafshedu shekipson. By a small amount of water, Chazal will not do either, because people won't be choishedim. Avol how by achoinim soidrim da'in lechalik. But there are many achoinim which are choilig." And this Magen Avraham, and they hold it is also a small chalik of the beggar that is wet. Now, Vafilu, now it says for them, Vafilu Bachadre Chadorim. That this is also Vafilu Bachadre Chadorim, there was a light look. Over Godim Hamalafim Behem Tinakis Shekaren Vindlin. Now we live in a sophisticated day and age. We have campers and those, so we don't appreciate the problems that were Negeya in the previous days. There were diapers, and there wasn't too much in an abundance of diapers either. They only had not too many. So when a child urinated on a diaper, so they used to take it off and dry it. In the meantime, we'll give him another one. And that was the yes. That was how they made sure that the child should not be wearing wet diapers the whole time. So they used to hang up the diapers and used to dry up that's how the child had enough diapers. Of the God, I'm a laughing thing, may have to make it. So it's a cousin, Vindler, which is diapers. Look, the short conversation is for this. You're permitted to hang up in the house. Even you're allowed to hang it up even in the yard. Why? The key in the yesh aleyam gam toyach hakotzen. You're going to look at the diaper. The whole shot is that people will say he washed it in Shabbos. But if you look at the diaper that's hanging this toy on the diaper, also it was not a clean diaper. There's toy on the diaper also. So by this, when you look at the diaper, you see clearly the purpose of why he's hanging it up. It wasn't washed. The diaper is dirty, so al kolchok he's hanging it up only that is the zemeira glaim should dry up. Then came muchach sheloy kipson, so you can see clearly that he didn't clean it, he didn't wash it in Shabbos. So when a diaper hangs in this toy on the diaper, also the lekach shoda, so there's no shock. And that if there's some toy on the diaper also. The Avsha Afilu Ein Aleim Toya, maybe there's no toy on the diaper. In Lainishu Kulam Bahameir Aglaim, so if the whole thing is not wet, so then when one looks at the diaper, so one understands that the whole thing is not wet, so it came about, this chelik became wet through the hashtona of the child. Akal yezim shederech atinakis lahashtin. Or bilvat, so memeleth, ve'evshe afilaylam tayim leinishcha chulam ameir aglayim, if the whole thing is not wet, so one can see from the diaper, from observing the diaper, that the wetness did not come about through kippos. The wetness came about through the ashtana of the tinik. Nakoyayim shedarcha tinikis la'ashtin. Obovad shelo yishtachem neged hatanu. The mokim shayatze ledespoi uchte lekamei. So al kaponim, we have over here a topic of the Chayodom and the Gdele Achoinim, the Maimamotchai and the Bendishchai Ameiko, and they say that a diaper that has a tzuga of a diaper, so everyone knows what it's used for, what it's aimed for, so this shad of people might think that he washed it, and that's why he's hanging it up in Shabbos. There's a kasha, why all of a sudden is he hanging it up in Shabbos? A diaper, everyone understands why it's being hung up in Shabbos, because that's the derech, it gets wet, and you hang it up to dry it out. So mamela, there are mekilim by a diaper. Others want to say something very interesting, that they bring down from Rav Moshe. I saw others also want to say it. The whole shad is that you have a dripping baguette and people will think there's a shad that he washed it in Shabbos. Now he's hanging it up. So what'll be if it'll be such a baguette that you don't wash? It's only dry clean. You have a winter coat. You don't wash it. He sent it to the cleaners, so it's such a baggage, and now he went through, and there was a strong rain, and it got drenched. So they bring from Rav Moshe, so here, the chshah does not apply, because this is not a baggage that is washed. People don't wash this baggage. So he wants to be made cool with this. And other begotten that there's no ether to wash, like a nylon raincoat, also are the say of Shlomo Zalman that you're laughing this up because there won't be any shad that he was Mahalo Shabbos, because there's no Shilu Shabbos by a nylon beggar. Bechazrei chadorim, no, obavachlei ishtachem neged atano. But that's what we say, that one is permitted to hang up a wet diaper that is dafke, not opposite an oven, not opposite to heat. The mokim sheyatze ledes boy of the lekame, because later we're going to learn that if a person has wet clothing and he hangs it in a mokim, that it becomes yatze ledes, the chash bishul, the chash melabin. So then that is also, there is nothing to do with Amaris Ayin de Kishayla. That's a Shayla of the Isis Hamulis. We'll see this later. Bechadrei Chadorim, Hatam, the Lechilku Chachomim, the Takonoso. When Chazal asked Maris Ayin, they did not make Chilukim that in this Oifin, people will see, and this item a person won't see, since it's always shy that a person might barge into a room and see it. So Chazal did not make any chalukim, and they asked the Chadre Chador, Adam Lechuko Chachomi Betakonos, Kosu Akreshbis Barosh, the Dafke Bemokim Sheyesh Cheshash. This klal, that when Chazal answered something because of Maris Ayin, they did not differentiate if it's in Chadrei Chadorim or not. That is, dafke, if we are afraid that they will be choshedim that he was over Niso Dereise. Keep going, comes. The kibbutz, nobody chayshed him that he washed the beggars, but the also a pulu b'chadri chador. Ma she'en kein b'dovo shul yitzer the rabbono, something that's only also me the rabbono, a pulu l'ma she'yisperu horoyim, that means a pulu they will be chayshed him, but the chshad will only be that he was even nisar darabonah by yichmiru less of a zekim befarasya. If there's only a chshad by an nisar darabonah, so then the iser is only befarasya and not the chadre chador. Baruch adavol zeh b'mogin adron b'taz b'shari yachayt. Also, alkein, aluntis, Shemeviyoy b'erev Shabbos, a person brings a towel, erev Shabbos, kshulach mibeis hamelchet. He's coming back from the mitzvah erev Shabbos, he has a wet towel. Is yishtechenu lenagvoy miboy yoyim, so dry it out, miboy yoyim, he came back as before Shabbos. Don't do other things. Make sure this is hanging up before Shabbos. Because after the Shkia, so it's already Shabbos already, and now there's an issue to hang up something wet in Shabbos on Tamara Zayim. So Mamela, the first thing you do is this, you come back from the mikvah, there's 20 other things to do, but this should be first on the agenda, this you can't do later, so hang this up right away. Ba'ayin l'kamon v'simin shin men beit v'buchach shom, the imu tzorich loy lemochel l'tzorif Shabbos, if he will need this towel l'tzorif Shabbos, yesh lohokel l'shokhei b'bein ha-shmoshes, then one could be mekel b'bein ha-shmoshes to hang it up also, because they were mekel on a shmuth b'bein ha-shmoshes, this is an issue that upon us to hang up, and he needs it for Shabbos. They were makel. Actually, you saw him shalay yisvatano. He shouldn't squeeze it out by nashmoshes. Einoy chayev l'stalkom. He's not mechuyev, but if he hung it up before Shabbos, so when it becomes Shabbos, he's not mechuyev to take it off the line. Afilu em shtuchim negetom, even though it's hanging. V'atam v'ika hachshad einu elok sheshoitchom b'Shabbos. The whole shot is that he's hanging it up in Shabbos. Doz yesh raglayim lechoshtoy dechibsom hayoyim. Why are you hanging up now? It's 2 hours in Shabbos. Now you start hanging up your shirts. Why are you hanging up the shirts now? So that's the second sign. I just washed the shirts. I'm hanging it up. Listen, if you washed it before Shabbos, you should hang it up before Shabbos. People won't attribute that was the beggar this wet is because it fell into the water. So that's why the Holy Spirit is only if you hang it up in Shabbos. But if you hang it up before Shabbos, there's no Shiloh. Fine. Now let us go further. Steve's Membok. Begodim Hashluyim Bamayim. Begodim, which are wet. Also, Lenagvom Somoch Laish. One is not permitted to dry them near a fire. And before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hashluyim b'mayim, that it got wet in water, afilu shriya mu'etes, afilu it wet a little bit, also l'nagva, you're not allowed to dry it. So the Mishnah Berurah is like I said, I'm sure that's right, talking about that. Eish, we just said before you're not allowed to dry clothing, ultimatus iron. Now all of a sudden you're talking also not going to connect to Eish. So he says, Avol Gav Vafilu Bechama also Chanel. We just learned the previous simon, you're not allowed to dry clothing in Shabbos because people will think that you washed it in Shabbos. Also, Mishumaris Ayin Lechut, that's true. There is also midarabonon altmaratay. The kamash mulon hocha. But here he's telling you the negadesh yesh is a toilet to dry clothing. Opposite an eish, there's an isomidaraisa. Mishum mevashu, you're cooking the liquid in the beged. In you are whitening and cleaning the beggar. The derech li slaben hayidei hatano. That means heat contribute to the whiteness and cleanliness of the beggar. So if you have a wet beggar and you put it lifnei ha'esh, it will get whiter and cleaner. So in Shabbos, you're being malabim. But you're also cleaning it. You're cleaning it better. But Kamash Blanoche, the negative is the toilet. Mishum Mevashu, number one, you're cooking. You're cooking the liquid. Or Mishum Melabin. Yeah. Vigam, that's number one. Vigam, the also Machmazel, the Nagvon, Afiluk Shulovushpen. A second. That he's not spreading it out at all. He's wearing the baggage. He's wearing the baggage. He comes in drenched. And there's a fireplace in his house. So he comes and stands in front of the fireplace. And Baruch Hashem, he's going to warm up. And the clothing is going to get dry. And Shalom al Yisrael. So, if he's standing opposite the heat, the mokim sheyaz the leather span, so faker, so out the isa of the mem hay that we said that you're not allowed to spread out clothing. He's not spreading out any clothing. He didn't take off the clothing. He's wearing the clothing. So out that there wouldn't be any isa whatsoever. But the Mechaba sang in Sif Mem Vov this and is of the rice of Malaba in hands of Asha. So much leish, do as in the Salonichem Alatano, but Mokim Shiat Siledis Ben. You have a hot furnace. You're not allowed to put wet clothing. This is a shrekless aveda that people don't know. Shemenichem b'choizem b'godim v'lachim al tano cham l'nagvam. They don't realize that the Shabbos has Rosholom. They come in, it was raining outside, and they went to go and put the jackets and everything to put on top of the tano, and then in a half an hour will be dry and warm and good. It's Rachmon and it's long. They were Mechalo Shabbos. ובמוקים שנייד שוודס במותו לנגבון, בו שלא יניחם דרך שטיסה. But if it's not yet שוודס, you'll have to put it on top of this. But don't spread it out. Spreading out, that's the use of magazine. אם שייקחם כדאו כאן עושה בכל גב, נכנעו בסיף הקויטה. Now, let us finish the seat. הגו... Now, if you have drenched clothing, you are not allowed to be metalkalos. Shema yovei lidei chitis shemakped al meimo. That means Chazal asks to be metalkal these begotim. You might go and squeeze it out if you don't want the water should be there. Because you might come and squeeze it out. That means we only learn if he's wearing the beggars, or if he wants to put on the beggars, that's the only beggar he is. Chazal wa matzas, even though it's a wet beggars, we weren't machman him to be mistalto the beggars. He has to wear something. So, we were makos the tiltal a beggars, l'doidach l'vi shotzai. He wants to wear it, so they were matzah. But, if he, he comes and wants to be metalto a beggar. You're not allowed to be metalto a wet beggar. Also, the talfum, the doctrine, shenisha, b'mayim, b'rubim. There's a lot of water we're afraid he might come to squeeze it out. Hamuk shabo aleyim mayim u'otim, leichashin shavu l'day sito, kama finishit beis, siftes ba'ako. Now let's go further in the Rimor. Who shemakbid al meimbo? That's what one is not permitted to be metalkal or wet, I guess. That if he's makbid, that it should remain wet. Haino shef ein roitze shiyeh ben mayim. He doesn't want that there should be water in them. So then they asked, avo. Hamatloni is shishuim tamid b'mayim in lochesh umuta b'tulko. But if he has shmatis or other pagodim, which just doesn't bother him at all if they're wet, so there's a heter tilto. So the green dam for the shloim is almen, other people, they in order to ensure that the lulim and adasim and alovish should be fresh, so they, before Yom Tov, they saturate towels, they wrap around the lulav and the adasim, the lovish, with wet towels. So he's not mastered that the towel is wet. He wants the towel to be wet, so there's no issa to be metalto the towel. Now, Gavulche, let us just go off on a tangent a minute. The best way to hold the lulav and the hadasim and the rovis, that they should remain fresh, is you should keep them in the water. Yeah, because they're a diaper pair, a garbage can with water. You submerge it in water, and they hold very fresh. That's what Chazal did, and it's unbelievable. They hold them very fresh. There's only a problem, Shabbos, to do this, because Shabbos 24 hours and more than this is Shaila of Kavush Kimagushu. So Shabbos, there is a problem. So this is not something. What? Yeah, but after Shabbos, you can keep it there ready because it was covered 24 hours and water. The other say is apostles, the Dalad Minim. Apostles of Dalad Minim, that's the problem. You're not doing anything. But the other say that there's a psul kovish kimavushu by the Dalad Minim. The Jewish Chacham Sofer, the Chacham Sofer used to do this, used to keep the Dalad Minim submerged in water the whole week. And still over the Lovers and Tadatsa. Still over the Lovers and Tadatsa, and holds very, very fresh. Chazal did this, I mean, the Commissioner and took it. That's how they kept it fresh, and it holds very fresh that way. But let me just, we're talking about this, we're going off on a tangent, but about to say that there's one problem. There's a problem. There are two types of lulavim. There's a lulav that comes from a nekeva tree, a lulav that comes from a zocha tree. And if you would see the tree, you would know, because the nekeva tree has dates, the zocha tree doesn't have any dates. But when we get to lulavim, most of the time we can't wait how to tell if it comes from a zocha tree and a nekeva tree. So what is the difference? The difference is, if it comes from a nekeva tree, the lulav that comes from the nekeva tree, you put it in the water, so it has a very interesting effect on the lulav. The leaves spread out, and that is not a hitter in your lulav. It's nice and green, but they spread out. So the answer to avoid this, sometimes you have this already, and sometimes you don't have it, that the water goes into the lulav from the bottom of the lulav where it is cut, when it's cut from the tree. So if you put some wax on the bottom of the lulav, so the water will not go into the bottom, the leaves will not spread. That's number one. And we're speaking about the Dalad Minim. So we say Shabbos, there is a problem. The problem Shabbos is not to keep it in water, so there is a second eitzah, which is very practical. If a person can get some peat moss from a hardware store or a gardening store, and you put this peat moss in your lulav holder, and you leave the lulav with the adasim and the lovers in the lulav holder with the peat moss, you put a little peat moss on the bottom of the lulav holder, it does wonders, and the lulav will be nice and fresh by Tzoy Shabbos.
What?